The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Oh, God. Here it comes. Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot.
All right, off we go. Thursday morning, which means Operation Hydration is about to go. Bert's about to wander on out of here. Going home.
I know. I don't know why I came in this morning.
I don't know why you did either.
In the house.
That was dumb. Like, you need to check. You need to check where you're going, because Bert is literally driving to his house today in the area of your home. You just go home straight from there.
Oh yeah.
Then you got to come back.
And there's no guarantee that's the right address.
Too. Well, yeah. This is an approximation of where Bert's supposed to be. We've been getting calls all morning about, oh, the liner's wrong. We don't have it. Ben evidently was busting a little too many smokes yesterday and just got his days confused and wrote the wrong address. So we've confirmed that Operation Hydration will be at Dobson and Baseline at the Albertsons today.
Yeah, it's right? Our old hood. It's still my hood.
Your hood, and where I used to, right there by Rhodes Junior High.
Yep.
Dobson and Baseline, it's all for Operation Hydration. The Phoenix Rescue Mission is the beneficiary of all your drop-offs, the Operation Hydration donation location today. Dobson and Baseline. Come on down, grab a case of water. And you know who's now in on this with us? And it's a little bit of a branding problem, but Liquid Death is going to help us out to keep people alive all summer. It's an odd kind of combo, but it's water in a can. And it's just gangbusters. I see this stuff everywhere.
Liquid Death. Someone was talking about it last week. Have you seen that stuff in the can?
Liquid Death. It's water. It's life-saving. But, they're going to help us out. Drop off a bunch of stuff. I'm not sure if that's today, but they're going to be with us all summer for Operation Hydration, which is just outstanding. And thank you to the gang over there at Liquid Death. Grab some today. It's good. It's so convenient.
Yeah,
it's a can of water. It's a big one. Cold. Stays cold all day. Those plastic bottles get warm real fast. These stay chilly. It's good stuff. So they're helping us out. They're going to drop off a bunch. And it all helps out our city because it's hot here. We know that. And no one should ever, ever, ever have trouble because they just couldn't get water or we were short of it. Water's a big thing. And we got loads of it in bottles and all sorts of stuff. Everybody's like, oh, there's a water shortage coming. Like, oh, I don't think so. I think we'll be fine. I look at all the grocery stores and it's stacked from floor to ceiling in those plastic bottles that we hate the environment with so much, all these environmentalists. That's one thing I'd be pointing at immediately is, what's with the plastic bottles? I'm not drinking that water out of a tap. All right. I'll drink it out of the can. Plastic. Yeah. You can taste the plastic sometimes. I got one in my car right now, and I'm like, I need a little sip of something. I took a sip there. I think I could taste the brand.
In your system.
It's in me now, yeah. I'm part of that garbage island out in the Pacific. I've got plastic floating.
You'll float better.
Maybe. That's nice. That's a good feeling. Be like Ralphie. But going down there, you got Five Finger Death Punch tickets. You got Incubus tickets. You got all sorts of stuff out there. KUPD swag all about you. And that's a pretty good deal right there. So head on out. Dobson and Baseline. And maybe Brett will take you over to the house. You can smell his meatballs.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll be good. Is Miss New Booty going to show up?
I don't know.
Come on.
She's getting ready to go to work.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
Well, you know, I mean, they got to get ready and all that kind of stuff.
What time does she go bartend?
What time they open? Well, she's got to be there because they open. So she's got to be there at like 10.
She's got to do her hair weave.
Take care of the dogs and everything else.
That's true. Get the padding just so.
She might swing by.
She'll pop by. She might meet Bert's Miss New Booty.
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing. Speaking of booties, a sad day. Niece Wadehofer, which I don't know. Google that and put that up on the screen.
Denise Wadehofer?
No, niece. N-I-E-C-E, like your nephew, niece. Niece Wadehofer, dead by her own hand, 31 years old. And a lot of people are like, who's Niece Wadehofer? It is one of the most spectacular human forms you have ever seen in your life. She was a model. On the kind of the Hildy, Paige Spiranak, and
had a bunch of followers on that side of
like, it. It's not a human body. Like there's, and I don't know how much of it was filtered because I saw her in a video once for a, and I've like, she just wasn't shaped like human beings are shaped.
Anything like that?
Like that. I mean, unbearably spectacular shape. It's not even like sexual at a certain point. It's just beautiful. She killed herself. 31 years old. Struggled with depression.
Man. For years. You hear the family talk about it. It's like
mental illness and things like that. Yeah. Here's the thing. It's because
couldn't help her.
I'll tell you why. They've been so mean to hot girls the last few years. It's starting to come back on
those bastards.
Thank you. You killed Niece. You bastards. It's true. These girls that are great looking have been getting yelled at by girls who aren't great looking to no fault of their own for working hard and being pretty and showing it off. And it's like, you're rubbing it in. Look at her. I mean, that's
thanks,
not,
pigs.
That isn't. Yeah, the pigs did this. The pigs did this. Every time you open an exercise book and you see a hog in workout pants, just remember she killed Niece Wadehofer because son we've had this bitch war against really hot girls for the last few years. And I don't know why. Every time you get a hot girl, they're like, it's a standard that can't be met. Well, evidently it can because she did it. It's just you didn't meet it. This girl was depressed. She brought so much joy to the world, so much greatness, so much inspiration. And all she did was just get trolled constantly about, being unhealthy. Eat a sandwich. Being that skinny is unhealthy. I'm sure she throws up her food. All the comments on her page were from pigs. Bullying, the very same people that say bullying need to stop are the ones that go on Niece Wadehofer's page and accentuate all of her problems because she's technically perfect.
That beauty standard is old-fashioned.
Not there.
I mean, there isn't a picture you can click on that isn't just spectacular. It works both ways, pigs. Beautiful is beautiful, and it's not necessarily just you thinking because I'm this way, I'm body positive. They were body negative to her. If you go on a couple of her pages, she had a thing where she's like, look, I'm not trying to rub in anything. There's a market for me. She made a fortune, by the way. And that also made the pigs mad because she had millions of followers and she was proud of it. She was using what she had. Skinny bitch. Fake filters. It's all they did. They just bashed her. Pigs did this. Gross people did this.
Damn wildebeests.
Yeah. They took that off our planet, Brett. Look at that.
She probably had surgery.
So what if she did?
You can go and get surgery,
you can
too.
Yeah, it's available to everybody. Yeah.
Well, that's expensive.
Well, then get a job that can afford it.
I'll knock over a liquor store.
I can't fit through doors to get a job.
That's nobody's fault. Niece Wadehofer is no longer with us. And I, as an advocate for the smoking hot, am furious about it. Nobody advocates for the smoking hot ladies. Just me. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Game over.
Did you know about her?
No.
Yeah. 31 years old. Took her own life because people treated her.
Maybe
like
new legislation to
protect the hotties.
Protect the influencers.
Damn pigs.
Well, it needs to work all the way around. I mean, there's definitely a double standard now that if you're beautiful, you're rubbing it in. You know, the Barbie movie is getting heat. Margot Robbie. And nobody even knows what it's about, but there's pictures that are coming out of Margot Robbie as Barbie. And
looks good.
Margot Robbie is Barbie.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is everybody's like, well, you could never attain that look. She's too perfect. It's harmful for young girls. They said Niece Wadehofer was harmful for young girls because her waist is like 19 inches. It isn't normal. That's what we like about her. It isn't attainable for most people. That's what makes her unique and amazing. Is that it's the Mona Lisa. It's something, there's one of them. I like extremely different looking things rather than stuff I see every day. I don't go to the Walmart and I'm amazed at everything I see, but I am amazed when something like that walks into the Walmart because it's unique. It's a sunset. It's something you've never seen before. It's rare. Much the same way as I'm amazed when I see someone who's like 800 pounds walking around. I'm amazed by it. I like looking at that. I'm fine with that too. But I'm not mad at anybody. And you can't be mad at her for being skinny. And now she's gone. Look what you did. be ashamed of yourself when you're shoving that Pop-Tart in your mouth with all your positivity this morning. And you killed Niece Wadehofer.
I hope they feel guilty about
this. I hope all day they think about it. She had 4.2 million followers. She wiped her account of all the photos. She had had problems in the past with mean comments on her page. She had her struggles. She was a beautiful and kind, sensitive, funny, creative, and talented, generous, and compassionate, thoughtful, and challenging woman. It's crazy. And you do have to look at that as anybody's capable of dropping. That's the crazy part, is because everybody that thought that she was impervious to insults. And August Ames, the porn star a few years ago, was on top of the world in her industry and was looked and killed herself. Couldn't take it anymore. I probably had some
issues. Because of the beasts out there.
I like to blame the beasts for that one, too. But, I mean, they had a little bit more of a right to get her because she was strangely active in the porn community. Like, she was 21. She had 900 movies. Like, this girl gets it done. She's a hard worker.
Well, look at her. Of course she did.
She could work all day.
She's a hard worker.
She's a hard worker, and she stayed in shape doing it. But, yeah, that one was.
Also part of the deal of jumping into that world or doing, you know.
But it's just because the internet's a mean, horrible place. The first comment I saw after I saw this was, well, see, beautiful people doesn't always mean they're happy. Like, what kind of eulogy was that? Like, it's almost like you're celebrating. It's like those two people that died from the TV show Netflix did, The Chosen One. Have you seen? They were driving in a car and they crashed a car, and they're actors in the show The Chosen One on Netflix. I'm not watching it, but evidently it's about religion and kind of a break from religion, and it, you know, sort of questions the Bible and religious. I don't watch it, so I don't know. But the comments after two people died in a car crash, this is what you get for mocking God. Maybe you'll second guess doing shows about God now. And like, that's when he gets involved? Uvalde, Sandy Hook, no big deal. But if you make fun of him in a TV show on Netflix and just get a paycheck that somebody else wrote, you're going to die in a car crash. And the religious people are happy with that?
Deserved it.
Every comment was basically you deserved it. And the comments on this were like, well, see, just because you're gorgeous doesn't mean you're happy. It like justified this jerk's position. You did this to Niece Wadehofer. You took her away from us.
I hope you all burn.
That's right. Beautiful is beautiful. The Grand Canyon and the dump aren't the same just because they're, you know, we're worried about the dump's feelings. The Grand Canyon's unique in its own right. Every hole in the ground is not equal to the Grand Canyon. Some things look better than others. I am living proof of that. And how come nobody ever says that about me? I understand where my lines are drawn. I am not a model, nor shall I ever pretend to be one. It would be embarrassing. I'm body positive to a certain degree, but I know it could be better, and there's nothing wrong with that either. I'm going to miss Niece Wadehofer. I barely knew her, but I've also rarely wore clothes.
Just met her this morning.
This is the first time you've ever heard of her.
Yeah.
She's a Hildy type.
I think I've seen her, but I didn't know that was a name, maybe. I'll give that.
Yeah. She's one of those that you stumble across when you're looking at hot girls, and you're like, who's that?
Yeah.
It's not just a picture. It's the Paige Spiranek thing. What is going on here? Who's that?
Yeah.
And then people seek her out, and that's what happened. She had millions of followers. It's a sad story. It truly is, and we all know who did it. We all know the pigs. The pigs caused this. We got to be nicer to everyone. If we're going to have body positivity, it has to be. Stop. It has to be everybody. Beautiful people get the beautiful treatment. Pigs get the beautiful treatment. Nobody makes fun of anyone.
We should play War Pigs for the wake-up.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Because we're at war with them now. Every time I got
to
hear.
We need to check the list.
Lizzo's,
War Pigs is it.
Lizzo's screaming at me that this is beautiful. And I'm like, not to me, it's not. And I'll lose my job if I say different. But I can't say. Niece Wadehofer smoking hot without people saying, that's an image you're just making fun of.
A little too over the top,
Why is my beauty ideal wrong and yours is right? Everybody can think things are beautiful and ugly. That's the whole point of our eyes. I can find an acacia tree gorgeous, and you could say, those are the dumbest trees I've ever seen. And you're not wrong, and I'm not wrong. Both things can be true. I can be attracted to girls shaped like pears, and you could be like, I don't like girls shaped like pears. You're not wrong, and I'm not wrong. But boy, am I wrong when I say, yuck, Lizzo. We get phone calls. How dare you make fun of them? I just don't find her attractive. Why is that bad? You have to find everyone attractive now? And if you find the wrong person attractive, the pigs could come down on you? Niece Wadehofer was hotter than almost all of you. There, I said it. And guess what? You won't hear this.
I think most people just want to, I don't find her attractive, and that's it.
That's
it. End of story. But
no.
We have to
Here's why. That's why. Because I say it. Here's why I don't find her. Yuck.
There's no need for that.
I'm attracted to a little something called ambition. And when I say ambition, I don't mean first in line at the country buffet. I'm saying ambition in life to make yourself the best you can be. And she's doing great, but I don't find her attractive, and I don't have to. It's the South Park episode when everybody had to say Caitlyn Jenner was brave and beautiful. And once one person stepped out of line, the world collapsed. I don't think she's brave and I don't think she's beautiful. You have to. No, you don't. That's the great thing about opinions. You don't have to agree with them. And it doesn't mean yours is wrong. Just because I say something you disagree with or don't like doesn't mean you're wrong. It's an opinion. It's based in nothing more than my personal feelings and your personal feelings. Unless you think Lizzo's attractive, then you're wrong. I mean, that's just a fact.
And there's,
science, though, Brady. I mean, we're talking about like beakers and smoke and all that nitrogen. It's just science. I question whether anybody finds her attractive. I think you're doing it to pander.
I don't know.
Lizzo's hot. Oh, yeah. You're a rarity if you do. You're like one in 6 billion. There's a billion people out there that might, out of the 7 on the planet. Doubt it, though. Bottom line is, it's an opinion. And everybody's mean. And those two people that died in that crash and for Netflix doing a show, they were actors. They're play pretending. Maybe they believed in God, maybe they didn't. But if you believe that you're benevolent, loving, all-knowing, impotent, I was going to say.
I like it.
He is kind of. Gets involved and smashes people into walls because they do TV shows about him. But he allows Sandy Hook. Then you got a problem with your religion. And you got a problem with yourself for having the time to go online and going, that's what you get for making fun of God. Wow, Alec Baldwin.
You've been having a lot of struggles with religion this week. Warren Jeffs.
It's
been all over the...
When I watch something like that, I'm like, I really do want to just get up and go, stop. Everyone stop.
Everyone.
Just stop. Really think about what you're doing when it comes to that. The Warren Jeffs thing is just mind-blowing that anybody stuck around. But, again, that's my... Because I was not brought up at the age of two and indoctrinated into believing this guy is a god. It's hard to shake it.
Brady believed in Chief Running Water.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to fool kids. They're stupid. That's the whole point of fooling them. They're easy to fool.
But then those kids become adults, John.
Yeah, but if you never change it, never tell them, hey, we were just doing that to manipulate because you were dumb as a stump. If Brady was still running around afraid of Chief Water, and I assume you have an image in your head of what Chief Running Water looked like, and sometimes that plays, maybe on reservations you get a little worried.
Yeah, there was a whole football team that had to rename itself because of your image.
Because of PTSD, and Brady's like, ooh, geez, I know it's not real, but sometimes smell of cut grass brings them back. It's, you know, it's the thing. But that watching that Warren Jeffs thing, you just sit back and you stare at the TV like, are these people all not just going to see the light now? And they don't. And that's frustrating.
Scientology as well, watching that Leah Remini thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are a lot of people that got away from that, but the ones that stayed.
As adults.
Yeah. They dug in. It's crazy. Yeah, the Warren Jeffs thing will change your mind. But watching that,
Raelians.
I just don't like, that's the whole thing about like Twitter and the internet and things like that. It's just weird that you have the time to sit and go, that's what you get. Like, it's crazy. Get a radio show and do it.
What's crazy, it's become the majority of the way society thinks.
Sure.
And I don't think that's highly inaccurate.
Like influencers or?
No, I'm saying it's like not representative of the masses. But it is. Because court of public opinion always wins. Yeah. And when it's become the loudest and you're like, well, that's how you, and look what it's done. You have to fall in line now when you say you're worried about like saying, ugh, Lizzo's gross. Because there's a group of people that'll try to get you fired.
That's what I always tell people when they get mad. Oh, the media tells us. I'm like, you are the media.
Yeah, yep.
Now, in this day and age, you are the media because you're the one feeding your social media with influencers and stuff. Talking about Niecy Weidhofer again. Oh. She went over and over again with the struggles that she had
on
her Instagram talking about that stuff.
You read her stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's impressive. I couldn't get to the words. You're amazing.
Just gave me a reason to be on her page a little longer.
I mean, you actually read her good. Like, I just clicked out. Oh, I'm done.
Never read anything Hildy put, but Niecy was She was
When she used to get take pride in saying that I got people would reach out to her for her mental health stuff, and she would try to help them. And look what happened. It's terrible.
I just think it. You know, also it's also pretty good upbringing as a parent to tell your child. You know, you don't tell someone they're gross.
Sure.
In general, I mean, you just like.
Unless what?
They're gross.
They're gross. It's true. If they're being gross, you can tell people they're gross.
If they're being gross,
I think
one thing.
That's because pens, you know what?
Going pens need to be called
it's
out.
Shame, and we've lost shame in this country. When people
that
who are
shame network,
yeah, when people are, yeah, you know, if a guy's walking down the street in a pair of cut off jean shorts and his balls are hanging out, he's gross. It isn't body positivity or I'm celebrating me. It's gross. It's indecent. It's repulsive.
Yes, if
that's gross. Are, and saying don't say
a
gross
point
to
where
people.
You can point
what
it
if
out,
they're maybe. Being gross? What if a lady who is wildly overweight has just
a thong,
two nipple tags and a
whatever,
thong and yeah. she's at Circle K? You're like, nobody needs to see this. The same as
nipple
somebody.
Tags.
I don't know what that means. It's
me
like a skin
it.
Tag for nipples.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, what?
What if just a gross person in shape? If you're being gross, you're being gross. And we don't say anything to anybody anymore. No shirt, no shoes, no service. We're about to lose that shirt part. Well, he's just celebrating himself. He doesn't wear shirts. Like, oh, no. It's like this is going to be a right now. Because it falls right into the category of my new world and a segment that I want to bring onto the show called What the F*** is going on?
It's daily.
It's every day now I find something on this. I'm like, what the F*** is going on?
Well, you had the wayward pisser last night. That's a what the F*** is going on.
Well, that's just
moment.
An individual moment. If that was a movement in society, I'd be like,
I
all
guess
right.
If there was,
that would qualify.
If you had two or three guys there doing that?
For what the F*** is going on?
So let me ask you that. If there were two or three guys doing that,
if everybody's
urinal,
like, that's what I do, that's what I do.
It has
do.
To trend a little
feel,
heavier.
Yeah, would you feel a little.
And they started singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and it was like a patriotic. I'd be like, what? I'm screaming, what the f*** is going on?
Oh, I thought you'd say, hand me the paper towel.
I would. No, I'm not going to just jump right in. What if they're Klansmen?
Oh.
Yeah, and that's gross, too. Like, behavior. Like, if some guy's saying, you know, I was at my Klan meeting, I'm like, you're gross. Like, you're just a gross person. And they're out there.
Do that with Alex all the time. He gets a little too comfortable at dinner sometimes, lets out a burp, and then all of a sudden he kind of catches
gross.
Himself.
You got
to
say
like,
so.
Come on.
Yeah. You can raise your kids not to just wander up to somebody they don't like and say, I think your body is gross. That's just weird. But if yeah. they're doing gross stuff, they're gross.
Brady, there's an entire website called Women of Walmart and People yeah. of Walmart.
That's great.
Highlighting gross.
Seen yeah. it.
But some people go to that and say it's highlighting the hottest people America has to offer. No, they don't. No, they don't. No one does that. So we're all hypocrites because we're all no. body positive this. But every person that goes to People at Walmart isn't going, oh, my God, what a representation of America and the diversity. And they're all beautiful in the inside. Nope, nobody. Everybody's like, ah, this lady's wearing a evening gown in Walmart. We're making fun of everything.
Thanks a lot, John. Now I got to go change my shorts.
Because of Niece Wadehoffer?
His, yeah. his balls are hanging out.
Oh, that. I see. Who was
That's
the,
gross.
There was one I saw yesterday where this woke, your woke kids, your special kids, all your kids that are so amazing now and they get it and they don't see color and they're the generation that's coming up and without any bigotry and bullying and all that. And like 20 of them got busted for, the NASCAR one's 21 years old, just kicked out of NASCAR Junior. Because he kept saying the homo F word and the N word while he was playing video games online. And it's like, oh. You've got a whole future in NASCAR. And they're like, we got to get rid of you. What are you doing?
He actually won a race, didn't he?
I think so. But he's an up-and-comer as far as I know. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Again? It happened in
yeah.
NASCAR?
Evidently NASCAR has a problem with the N word. Surprise!
I think you've said this before, John, but aren't all these fat Lindas that body shame and bully men and women either on pages or otherwise – and also the ones that say your child shouldn't call my child their
yeah.
bestie, aren't they being Ugh. The bullies that they claim to
Absolutely.
Be trying
it's reverse.
To stop?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doing
it's
the same thing.
Bully everything I don't like.
Yeah.
That's basically what it means. It's like, don't bully my good stuff. Bully the things I don't like. And it's never been done before. We're just how about just have an opinion and that's okay. And you can disagree with me. And I can disagree with you. Niece Wadehoffer was the pinnacle of human perfection. That body was as good as it gets as a human shape and form, pleasing to the eye to most people. You disagree with it? Move on with your day. You can call me and go, Lizzo is one of the most beautiful women physically, and everyone agrees. I will say, not everyone.
John, I have a question for you.
Sure.
If I'm a guy that got a boob job in order to transition,
hot,
can I run topless still and show my nipple tags? Signed Peyton.
Is that Peyton?
I don't know if it really is.
I like that Peyton. I like either faux Peyton or real Peyton have chimed in. If you've got breast implants and you're a guy with your shirt off, expect unwanted attention,
yeah,
be it from the authorities or just general public, or people with stickers that say America First on their trucks. They're probably going to be mad at you. I don't even know that too many liberal super supporters are going to be happy with you walking around with your, yeah, augmented chest exposed.
You'll definitely have people looking at you.
But one thing I do know, Brady's taught Kirby not to call you gross. He's just going to watch. Look at that old pirate. The world's coming to an end, isn't it? Thanks for bringing me into this mess. Yeah.
Just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, just enjoy the ending.
You know, Holmberg was right. You're here for end times.
Everybody feels like they're here for the last
time. Should have led a better life.
My grandma thought the end of the world. I talked to Paul.
Yeah.
My friend's 92. When Hitler was here, it was the end of the world. Everybody's gone through it. You've been convinced the end of the world's coming.
And the generations below are like, man,
you know what it is?
We're in trouble.
The end of your world.
Yep.
That's when you start feeling that. You start realizing this. Oh, it's the end of society. It's the end of your world. And I'm fine with that. But this doesn't, like, I still wonder.
But there's still plenty of people in our world.
This might be the first time that 25-year-olds are in on it with us, though. What the f*** is going on? Like, there's a lot of young people. So it's not even like an age-out generational thing. It's the what the F is going on from everybody. But Niece Wadehofer, do yourself a favor today and tip one to Niece tonight. Because you know what? I'm a realist. The majority of men. I know, pigs. This is hard to hear. Like 95% of men think Niece Wadehofer is smoking hot. And the guys that look at you and go, I like a woman with a little meat on my bones, they're just trying to make you feel okay about all the meat you are carrying. They don't want you to think they look at that. They look at it. You know why it's called fetish porn when it's not hot people? Because it's not normal. It's a side thing. If it was the majority of people that enjoyed Lizzo types, when you go to Pornhub, the first 38 videos would look like Lizzo and not like Wade Nieshofer. Or Niece Wadehofer, whatever her name is. Who cares? She doesn't, yeah, deserve a name. We just have to stop. We just have to, everybody's got to just be on the same page of, okay, you like that, I like this. But there is a majority of people who like a certain thing. And she was one of them. Man, oh, Shevitz, was she. And you could even be into big girls. And that's like, wow, that's a different look. Hildy, Paige,
Ashley Graham.
Hmm. Okay.
She's a thing for somebody.
But not for
not
most
like Niece
people.
Wadehofer, right?
I would venture to say, and it's not,
I don't think you're out of the realm.
It's most people don't find that to be the attractive. And that's what everybody wants to change. The standard has to change. No, it doesn't. If that's true, then the average dick size has to change to 3 inches. Because that will make us all feel better.
Is that true?
Yeah, see, it will make us all feel better. Whether it's real or not, doesn't matter. But the average penis size is just a little bit under 3 inches. And everyone would feel better about their wieners. And you'd have less, you know, guys, less anger issues, less domestic violence, less lonely incels. Just lower the size of wieners. It's not realistic.
No.
But it would make you feel better. And that's really, it's all about feelings. Everybody's worried about their feelings. I'm going to miss Niece Wadehofer. Her pictures live on in the internet. It's a little weird now. I remember the first time I was on the Pornhub after August Ames
She's
passed
on
away.
Pornhub?
No. But when August Ames passed away, and like a month later, Jeremy Thomas, our old Jer, big August Ames fan. He's the one who hit me with the news. It was like a family member had passed. Bad news, boss. What is it, Jeremy? August Ames took her life last night. I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. What are you going to do? And then the next time you're there and she pops up on one of the videos, because Pornhub didn't scrub it. They're still available. And it's just odd. You're like, oh, this is no good. Sad. Last thing you want to do is take a look at the girl dancing naked on the TV and think suicide. It's not good. You're allowed your opinion and we're taking it away. There's a comedian in Great Britain. This is, and it makes us feel like good. We're not alone. The whole world's kind of doing this. He's on stage. I think his name is Lyson. And he's on stage. He tells a joke that somehow included the phrase, they didn't tell the joke that was the problem, but But the joke has the phrase big, giant donkey D in it, right? Tell us the joke and everything else. At the end of the show, the police are waiting for him. Someone in the audience was so offended by his comedy, they called the cops on him. And he's like, I meet the cops. And they're like, we had to respond. She said she felt threatened and scared.
What is this, the 50s with Lenny Bruce?
Well, yeah, and he's on stage, and he's like,
why would they even?
And he even said to the cops, like, which one? Someone in the audience called the police and said, this guy is threatening us, and we're scared, and we have to do something about it. So he gets off stage, and he's like, all right. And so he had to tell the cops the joke, and he goes, nothing better than filling out a report and writing down, then I think the problem was Big Donkey D made her think of something that had happened to her. So it was like she brought in all of her PTSD from giant penises,
donkey
I guess,
D's.
Donkey D's, and called the cops on him saying, well, this is clearly a threat.
That trip to Tijuana?
The man I paid to come see that's on stage just threatened me and only me, and I got to save the whole audience. So he's like, is this what's going on in the world of funny? You know, remember when comedy used to be stuff that you'd take that was absurd and weird and crazy and out there, and that was why it was funny? Not anymore. Now it's a threat to someone, and the cops can get involved. But the cops, look, to normalcy's credit, the cops laughed it off. The comedian's going to be fine. He's getting a lot of extra attention in Great Britain because he's a British comic. And the lady was laughed out of Dodge. But the fact that she felt like I should call the police is a real spotlight on the state of mind that society's in right now. That is something that she felt was all right to do. And it isn't irregular to think, well, you know, he was saying threatening. The people that were mad at Chris Rock, he did say something that was, you know, he probably should have laid off. There were people defending that Will Smith had a right to go punch a guy for saying something he just didn't like. And it wasn't even that bad. Dave Chappelle has allowed his opinion. You don't have to go to his shows. You don't have to like it. It's not causing an uproar or a uptick in violence to anyone. Dave Chappelle's been funny for 25 years. Ricky Gervais has been hilarious for 30 years. It's going to stay that way.
By the way, one of your, maybe some of the fear that you're saying, the way society's changing. Niece Wadehoffer has 4.2 million followers.
Yeah.
Ashley Graham, 18.5 million.
Yeah.
Lizzo, 12.5 million.
Lizzo's a little different because she's a singer, so it makes sense. Niece Wadehoffer was just some girl in an apartment.
Yeah. Like, I remember when he first showed us, she had less than 500,000 followers.
Yeah, if she had a hit song, she'd have 20 million followers. She's just a lady who's in lingerie. And by the way, dime a dozen to just pose in your lingerie. So she wasn't doing anything super talented.
Completely
she was just special.
Yeah.
And still had 4 million people. And there's, you know, that's just free pictures of her butt. Yeah, I can get free pictures of butts for months and never see the same one twice. But to actually have 4.2 million followers and be a girl in your apartment taking pictures of yourself. Ashley Green is like got a press campaign, PR, in magazines. Like she's the face of what you have to like. She's a movement.
By the way, our girl Paige Spiranek.
Yeah, she's blown up.
When we first started, she had 200,000 followers. She has 3.4 million now.
Yeah, and it's going to grow because Maxim just named her sexiest woman in the world.
Good on her.
Yeah. We'll call the police because I don't like it. I had a cop stop me yesterday to tell me he likes the show. Right here in the parking lot. I was driving right by and I'm like, oh, that's a cop car. It was just some black SUV.
Parked over there on the side.
And I pull out and he's, I'm waiting for you. And I'm like, what'd I do?
Uh-oh.
And he goes, just want to say love the show and love what you do for them. I'm like, oh, cool. And I asked him, because this is what I ask all police now, when are you quitting? Because they're all quitting. And he goes, oh, I just did this. I'm going five more. Because it's this big thing, but I could quit now, but I'm going 5 months and then I'm out. I'm like, all right, good for old Jesus taking pictures of this page up in an American bikini. Lizzo or that? Everyone picks that. If both were interested in you, which one do you take? You going to get woke or are you going to go old-fashioned boy on that? I guarantee you.
I'm going to do the right thing.
I'm going to do that way. God bless America. Sorry, Lizzo. But the cop's talking to me, and I said, this was eye-opening as anything I've ever heard. So we're talking, I'm joking with him about when he's quitting. I'm like, well, stay safe out there, man. I'm a big supporter. I think you guys have a thankless job. And he's like, thank you. And he goes, but I'm safe. I'm off the streets now. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, Toledo, damn it. Just put a picture of Lizzo in a bikini on the screen. I'm in the middle of something, goddamn it.
Contrast.
And he does hit and runs exclusively.
Hold on.
hit and runs.
Explain that. He does hit
this
and
town.
Runs.
He hits
you. He hits
him.
You, and he drives away. The police have a guy doing it. No, he investigates hit and runs solely. And I'm like, there's enough going on. He goes, I got nine right now. Wow. Like nine? He goes, oh, it's constant. Like, I don't even know about this. It's a massive problem.
Uninsured.
It's the people
really,
who don't have any insurance hit and run.
In this state,
yeah, it's huge. And he goes, yeah, I got nine of them. I'm dealing with nine of them the last couple of days. I got tons of them. And he just solely just took them off the streets to just do hit and run investigations. I'm like, that's amazing. We've got that many people on the planet that are jerks that you hit and leave because you can't afford to fix it or whatever. But you're driving. You're taking the risk every day.
Took me a week to finally track it down.
Did you get a hit and run or did the guy's name?
I was in the park. The guy hit my car in the parking lot and took off.
And did you come out to that or were you in the car?
That came. Someone said, hey, I don't know if you've seen it. It looks like someone hit your car.
Man. When was that? I don't remember that one.
That was at Porkopolis.
Oh, really? I remember
when we went to the neighborhood in Chandler, and there's the it was a red avalanche.
Oh, I thought that was the one that was the
T-bone.
Wasn't
that the trailer house one?
No.
No, that was the hit and run. Oh, I do remember that. Okay. Yeah, because you found
it. We went over there and we on the air, and then someone had that day. We got pictures sent, the license plate.
It was dinged up.
Gave it to Chandler PD. And
yeah, looked into it. And then we were dumb enough to drive by the house. But yeah, that's and because I remember you got T-boned on 24th and Camelback by an uninsured motorist.
And they asked me to, during the report before the police came, he says, will you say my father was driving?
Yeah, different
not
driver.
Because
he didn't have a license or wasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
Yeah. Good on you, Brady. Throw him in the joint.
It didn't really matter because insurance falls on the driver who's ever insured.
Right. But I thought it was a license thing, too. Like somebody was worried they were going to get extra stuff tagged on because this suspended license or whatever. That's why
I think it was because he wasn't on the insurance or something like that.
He was uninsured, but the car was insured. So you were okay. It wasn't an uninsured driver then.
Correct.
Or car. Oh, okay, good. But yeah, they were asking you to do all funky stuff.
Knowing that, I think what he wanted was if the son could drive, but if that's on there, he's going to have a suspended license.
He's trying to protect his kid.
Yeah.
I got T-boned by that 16-year-old boy. Nope, his dad came out and told me he would pay me personally. His dad was amazing. He wanted his kid to stop driving that then and there. He blew up a Suburban into the back of my car. I'm still shocked everyone was okay from that. That wreck was brutal. That Suburban had blown up. I still don't know how any of us just got out of our cars.
Pictures of that pickup.
Tore the back end off. The whole back axle was laying in the road. It was crazy. There I am picking tires up, putting them in the back of the truck that's laying on its side. They're towing it out of there. I'm like, that thing's done. His truck was just mashed up. But his dad's like, no, his insurance rates are going to go up and he's paying for it. I'm like, they're going to go through the moon. He's been driving for like 4 months. That kid's like 24 now. If he's still alive the way he was driving. But yeah, anyway, be careful out there because hit and runs evidently are enough to have a whole department for just that. We're taking you off the streets. You're not a cop anymore. You're a hit and run investigators. But he got the coolest car out of the deal. I didn't know that was a cop car till it popped me. I just drove right next to him. And the best part of the whole thing was we clogged up the parking lot chatting, and Paul Marshall had to wait for us to be done because he was sitting. He goes, no problem, John. We're just going. I'm like, hey, it's the police. What am I supposed to do? He's an authority figure. You do what they tell you. And he just had to park behind me and wait for us to finish talking. He didn't back up or turn around or anything. Hilarious. Anyway. Today's show dedicated to the great niece Wade Hoffer, killed by pigs.
Gone too soon.
June 22nd, 2022. Gone way too soon. And again, it's one of those deals. The truth of the matter is, the reality of it is, no matter what you look like, no matter what your lot in life, no matter money, anything else, you can have something going on in your head that ain't right. And there's no shame in it. I've lived with that. There's no shame in it. I had all sorts. My social anxiety disorder's been around since I was about 7. And I just kind of brushed it off, and it got me. Panic attacks are no fun. Depression is miserable.
Depression doesn't see social status.
Doesn't care. Does not care. And, you can walk around with that and not even know you've got it. You're ignoring it, and ignoring it is the worst. Watch the Warren Jeff thing. What they do is ignore the obvious, and it bites them. Don't ignore it. No pushing down. No, it'll go away. No blissfully acting like this isn't bothering. It gets you. And when it gets you, it's ugly. Ugh. I had probably about a 7-year run where I couldn't figure out why I was so panicked in calm situations all the time. Just nonstop. Like, I was wildly uncomfortable when I was supposed to be relaxing. That was the worst of it. And it felt like the world's coming down on me. It's a pressure nobody should have. So if you've got that going on, don't be afraid of it. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing really wrong with you, except for the thing that's wrong with you. Admit it. That's the first step.
We all have something wrong with
everybody's. Sure. That's one thing you learn as you get older. Everybody's f***ed up. Oh, everybody. Man. Every single person is. Everybody can say, well, I'm not. Yes, you are. You're, in some way or another, you've got something that's just like
just not dealing
goofy and you haven't dealt with it and it's going to bite you. And that's okay, too. We all have something. This isn't supposed to be a skate, evidently. This walk through planet Earth is not supposed to be just some beautiful ice skating rink.
You're not the Patriots. You're not going undefeated.
Nobody is.
Yep.
You're gonna trip, and it's going to get you. And it all depends on how you face it. So, Niece Wadehofer and all the jokes aside, it's kind of a true thing to look at her and go, what kind of problems does she have?
And it happens more often than you think with those influencers.
Well, the standard
There's
for her,
so many of them.
The standard for her is ridiculous. Like, she has to live up to something that most of us can't even understand.
Right.
And it is an unhealthy way to live when you put yourself as your one-trick pony. It's essentially, I've got nothing else to offer. It probably bothered
her. You create that world.
She made it. She made her world
yep.
unsustainable for herself. And it isn't that she was so great looking or skinny or whatever. Like now, if she didn't look that way, people would say so. She's placed herself in a position to go, you're getting a little thick or what happened. Now this perfect girl has to worry about any flaw in her life. It's like putting a peanut in a straw. It's more noticeable when it looks amazing or when it's cylindrical and then isn't. The flaws show up more. That's what's great about being ugly. I love being ugly. I have tons of flaws, and there's so many of them, nobody points out new ones. It's great.
Look at him.
They never look at me and go, what happened to that guy? I've always looked bad.
Look at all his flaws.
The best part about me turning 50 this year is people say, you look the same, which means you've never looked good. You still have that. There's no flaws that are jutting out of me. I've never had a moment where it's like, well, he's let himself go. I've never looked good. So now I look the same as I always have. The bar's low for your expectations when I walk in a room. Best thing that can happen is sometimes I look a little better than I look. And they're like, hey, you're looking good. I'm like, wow. But if you're perfect, if you're beautiful, your flaws show. Most people don't have to worry about that.
Nobody's perfect.
Well, she was, Brady. That's actually untrue. There are some people who are absolutely perfect, at least visually. Hildy. Page, this one. That's a garbage line that ugly people say to make themselves feel better. There are perfect people.
It really is.
Physically, absolutely. Mentally, everybody's got something going on. But
they all have problems. We just said that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But still, visually, there's some perfect people out there. There really are. It's the reason the word perfect was invented.
Right. That's what I love about things. You know, the language exists for a reason.
Well, the old philosopher that used to say that was the proof of God. I can't remember who it was, but he said the proof of God is that we have an idea, definition, and understanding of perfection, yet nothing is perfect. I'm like, that's not true. You haven't seen Niece Wadehofer. There's perfect out there. We know what perfect is. Nothing a man can create is perfect. Man, I beg to differ. Have you seen Paige Spiranek's golf swing? 10 out of 10. We know what perfect is. That's why it exists. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
All right. Brought to you by our friends over at Action Ride Shop on Gilbert and Southern in Mesa. Go and see. I have to take Alex down there because he's thinking about, well, he wants a job. So I got to go talk to Josh and see if he's going to
get him a job at the bike store?
If he would hire, because he's starting to get into that. He's definitely still into skateboarding, which is a different shop right next door, but he's thinking about doing that, so I got to go take Alex in there and see if maybe Josh
will show him the ropes.
Yeah, show him the ropes a little bit.
Get a little Toledo in there.
Put some bruises on him.
Scrub him up. Get him in a bike. What does he want to do?
Wants to just learn how to ride. Well, he knows how to ride, but like mountain bike riding because he's watched videos and stuff. No.
What would he do as a job, do you think?
I don't know.
Clean the floors and things.
Exactly. That's what I told him. I said, you're just going to
have to start. Urban cultivator, maybe? I don't know.
He could be an urban cultivator and start that garden that they've been working on. Got all those Folgers cans with nothing growing on them. I mean, urban cultivation is, I think you're overcharged for it. That's all. I think it's a fancy way to say we grew this in our tub.
Did they show you the garden?
No, I'm not allowed to see that. But I ate it, and it was good.
Some real sensitive requests here. Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl.
All right, jerks.
Electric Callboy, we got the moves.
We were going to do War Pigs, because we're at war with them now for killing Niece Wadehoff.
Godsmack, 1,000 Horsepower, Rock Me Sexy Jesus.
Oh, that is from Hamlet 2. Yeah. It is a hilarious movie, Steve Coogan.
Highly Suspect's two new songs. It says
I haven't heard them yet.
Natural Born Killer or Pink Lullaby. Apparently Pink Lullaby is the one people are really.
They
talking
said
about.
That they were releasing them a couple days ago, and yeah. I could not find it. So get that. All right, yeah. Highly Suspect's new song. I love this, and now I'm mad because I thought I made friends with Johnny at the U Fest, and he told me he was going to send me stuff, and I'll send you copies of the new stuff before it comes out, and. You're great, and this. And then we talked for a few days, and we stopped talking. And I didn't want to be the weirdo that goes, "Hey, can I have that song now?" I'm not your girlfriend. Pink Lullaby.
Pink Lullaby is the name of the song.
Because he said it's kind of really just going back to the guitar roots. He fell in love with his guitar again. Is it live though?
That's what I'm trying to find out if they've got a
studio.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I'm trying to go to their page.
Yeah, the lyrics are already on the internet.
Yeah, I'm only. I love them. Live.
Well, I don't want to see. I don't want to hear anything live. I just want the songs released. They're supposed to come out in July. Well, that's exciting. Well, all right, never mind them. War Pigs, it is.
War Pigs.
War Pigs, it is. And you can go catch Brett this morning. He's not perfect. He looks good. His bar's a little higher. In 10 years, people would look at Brett and go, "Whew." Brett really looks. I was losing my hair when I was 20. Nobody's surprised I'm bald. I don't show up at things with people I haven't seen in 20 years, and they're like, "Wow, what happened? You lost your hair." And you're nope. I've been the same. It's great being ugly your whole life. The bar remains low. It's phenomenal. I'd much rather have it be this way. The pressures of having been beautiful at one point, and then the horrors of aging attacking you. Oh no, thank you. Keep me hideous from here to the end.
It's easy.
It's so easy. It takes me. I finished working out yesterday, had dinner at 6:30, and I was done working out at 6:04. I'm like, ooh, I got to get moving. Showered, dressed, out the door, 6:11. 7 minutes to go to the fanciest restaurant I've ever been in. From sweatbox to fancy restaurant.
To luxury.
To the most beautiful place on the planet. And the first thing Doug says to me when he sees me, "Thanks for dressing up." I'm like, "This is as good as it gets. I got no options. I'm carrying some luggage, and I don't care. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous being ugly." That's a new T-shirt. I can't screw this up. Even if I got a scar, people are like, "Your scar is cool." Like, if I had a big cut across my face, people are like, "That looks great." I'm like, "I know. Now it's some character on this thing." I feel for beautiful people. I really do. The struggle is real with the gorgeous. Men, too. Like Brad Pitt, he's had to maintain that thing. Brad Pitt looks amazing. Everybody's saying he's 57 years old. He looks incredible. You know how much work that takes? Poor bastard.
That's why I like to carry a little extra weight.
Yeah.
Because there's always room for improvement. I never go.
So you carry more?
No. I can always look better.
Everybody always looks
but
at
I
you
don't,
and goes,
I think
Brady
that
looks
choice.
Pretty much the same as he always has. Yeah. If you started trying, it would look worse. Just keep it this way. You're sustained. Don't get crazy. If you start blowing up, you're in trouble. It's healthy. Yeah, nobody expects anything from you. You don't go home and people go, "Wow, Brady looks terrible. He's really aged." You've always looked like this.
200 or 300 more Tias, then I might do something about it.
The strokes are not a look. Yeah, if you have a stroke face, people are going to notice that, even no matter how ugly you are. You know, and then people like me, he did it to himself. It's not like we didn't warn him. But that's different than
and
just
I'm like, no duh.
Being, yeah, if I have a stroke, you're like, he deserves that. Okay. Brett's out this morning, Dobson and Baseline. Phoenix Rescue Mission is getting the benefit of all this. You guys have to drop off your water right there, Operation Hydration, in Mesa today, in my old haunts, Rhodes Junior High area. You go over to Albertsons over there, and you drop off. Brett's there. He's got Five Finger Death Punch tickets. He's got Incubus. You put your water in the back of the truck. We load that truck up, and we give it to the Phoenix Rescue Mission because no one in this shit, oh, man, this city should ever. You don't mix up city and should, by the way,
yeah,
when you're talking. This
that's
city
not a good combo.
Should ever, ever, ever suffer from a lack of a bottle of water. Simple as that. should always have water. And that's what Phoenix Rescue Mission does. They set up water stations. They have trucks that go around and help people out. The valley's homeless, especially. Just sitting out there in this heat, it's no fun. I've watched tourists downtown walking around in the summer, not realizing how fast this can kick their ass. Get all over this deal. And thanks to our friends at Liquid Death Water for making sure there aren't any liquid deaths this year. We're going to make it right. It's a good thing. Operation Hydration. Brett's out there.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.